Time now for today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal report. I'm Paul Gatling. The number of COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations is rising once again in Arkansas, with the very real potential of overwhelming the state's healthcare system. On the program today, we're going to hear from Dr. Cam Patterson, who is the Chancellor of the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences. New UAMS modeling now suggests that COVID cases could surpass the previous surge in Arkansas. That interview, plus a rundown of other recent business headlines, are on the way next on today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. ArkansasStateChamber.com. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For more than 70 years, Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield has used its knowledge and compassion to create healthcare solutions for individuals and businesses. More information at ArkansasBlueCross.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. First Security, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Health officials have been sounding the warning for weeks about the Delta variant of COVID-19. But it has yet to slow down the public health threat. In a recent episode of Talk Business and Politics, Roby Brock caught up with UAMS Chancellor Dr. Cam Patterson to discuss the latest.
Tell me what you are seeing with the Delta variant in the state of Arkansas in terms of the demographics that it seems to be having the most impact on, and what is it doing to Arkansas's hospitals?
Well, this is not the same virus that was going around a year ago. And you talk about demographics, that's one of the big differences. A year ago, the average age of a patient who was admitted to UAMS with a COVID-19 infection was in their 60s. Remember, we talked about people who were 65, 70, had multiple medical problems. Those were the people who are at risk. Now the average age is getting closer and closer to 40. We're seeing younger people. We're seeing people who don't have other medical problems. We're seeing people who go straight from an initial symptom to needing mechanical ventilation. We're seeing more patients. We've got 4 patients today requiring heart-lung bypass. And as I talk to my peers across the state, CEOs and leaders of other healthcare facilities across the state, they're all seeing the same thing. The hospitals are full, their ERs are full, they're seeing more patients needing ICU care, they're seeing younger patients, and it's getting worse on a daily basis.
We are poised to be going back to school soon. That raises that negative potential for children who don't qualify for a vaccine, number one, maybe in some homes where the adults haven't had the vaccine because we have a low vaccination rate in Arkansas. What are you worried about in terms of that potential risk?
Well, it is a concern. We thought that young kids were bulletproof and that they might get COVID-19 infections, but that they might not be severe. That's no longer the case. Right now, Roby, there are almost as many Arkansans infected with COVID-19 who are 17 or younger than individuals who are 65 and older. So this disease clearly affects younger individuals. It strongly underscores the point that if you have a child 12 or older who's going to school, please have your child immunized before school starts. We're not going to see approval for any of the vaccines for kids younger than 12 until probably midwinter. So they will remain vulnerable. That means masking for young kids. That's going to be critical. Maintaining social distance, which I know is really hard with little kids. But we're learning some lessons this summer, Roby. We're seeing, especially across the South, in summer camps, substantial COVID-19 outbreaks. And The same thing can happen in schools if we're not really careful.
You guys have done some modeling in the past. I think that you are on the verge of placing a new model out there. Can you give me a preview of what you think will be in this latest model that you may be shaping?
I sure can. So the Bozeman College of Public Health has been putting out models for COVID-19 infections going forward since almost the beginning of the pandemic. And the models actually have been highly predictive of what has transpired across our state. We will be publishing our next report on Tuesday, but I can tell you now that our models do project that we will probably get back into the same territory that we were in terms of total number of cases that are similar to what we saw back in February and March, which means 3,000 plus new cases identified a day. Now, the problem is the model also predicts that because this will be the Delta variant rather than the Alpha variant or the original virus, that a greater portion of individuals will require hospitalization and ICU care. So we will be at a point at our peak, if this model is correct, where we will have over 1,500 hospitalized patients in the state of Arkansas at any one time. And if that happens, that will clearly outstrip our ability to care for every patient, both COVID-19 positive and patients who are coming into the hospital for other reasons. We simply don't have the hospital beds and, more importantly, the staff to manage that many additional patients.
We've seen opposition to mask mandates. We've seen vaccine hesitancy. The governor has stressed personal responsibility. There does not seem to be the stomach to impose strict guidelines like we saw under the pandemic emergency. How do you think the state should respond if this model that you're projecting comes true?
We already know that masking works, and masking has worked here in the state of Arkansas. Masking and social distancing are the things that we can do right now until more people are vaccinated. And by whatever means necessary, we need to figure out how people mask up, maintain social distancing, and really take this seriously. This is a life-threatening virus at this point.
That's UAMS Chancellor Dr. Cam Patterson, who appeared on a recent episode of Talk Business and Politics with Roby Brock. The UAMS modeling Dr. Patterson referred to was released on Tuesday, and you can find that report on our website at nwabusinessjournal.com. In other news this week, J.B. Hunt Transport Services of Lowell reported gains in profit and revenue for the second quarter of 2021. For the 3 months ending June 30th, the transportation and logistics company reported net earnings of $172.2 million, compared with $121.7 million during the second quarter of 2020. Total operating revenue increased by 36% to $2.91 billion, up from $2.15 billion last year. The average selling price of a home sold in Benton and Washington counties through June this year topped $300,000. That's according to the most recent data from the Northwest Arkansas Board of Realtors. Home prices are up 17% through the first 6 months of the year compared with the same period last year. You can find that story in the current Northwest Arkansas Business Journal, available now at nwabusinessjournal.com. Bentonville broker Brandon Long offers his perspectives on the market. And state and national architecture leader Michael Lejeune has died. Lejeune was the principal in charge of construction and the chief financial officer for Fort Smith-based MAHG Architecture, where he practiced since 1999. Lejeune was battling COVID-19. He was 49 years old. Funeral services are scheduled at 10 a.m. this Friday at the Greenwood Performing Arts Center. For more news, visit us at nwabusinessjournal.com, where you can follow our reporting each and every day. I'm Paul Gatling, and that is the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, thanks for listening.